News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, a report published by the World Economic Forum said the rise of machines and automation would eliminate 85 million jobs in the next 5 years or so. However, they expect 97 million new jobs to be created due to the advances in robotics and artificial intelligence. But what will our workforce look like in the future? Joining us to discuss is Peter Cosgrove, future of work expert. 85 million jobs gone by 2025. It's a pretty stark picture, Peter.
Yeah, I mean, what I say to most people is we only need one job. So 85 million is kind of a scary number, but people should really be thinking what's in it for me or what's not in it for me. And there is no doubt that these jobs are going to go in many, many areas. I'd be a little bit more skeptical about the 97 million new jobs. I'm not sure where they're getting that figure, because I can see how vast swathes and industries are losing their jobs. I'm just not sure I'm seeing the same amount of replicable jobs coming in the future.
So what kind of sectors are going to be affected? Is it pretty much everyone?
Yeah, so a lot of people will talk about machine jobs. So, you know, you now have like automatic cow milking machines and cotton strippers, and they're literally now making some fruit and vegetables the size and shape of bulbs, so they're easier for robots to pluck them off trees and plants. So we're literally getting to the stage that a lot of jobs like that, there's drones that can actually fire 1 million seeds to reforest places that have been deforested for years. So there's some fantastic technologies, but the challenge is a lot of those things were done by people. Driverless cars are coming down the line. But what people often forget is kind of a lot of the more professional services jobs. There's much artificial intelligence coming for jobs in law, in accounting. And then there's many, many things you can do now on your phone as opposed to go and see the doctor, which may be fairly rudimentary at the moment. But actually, it's just the speed that this is going that there'll be a lot of things that you can do in the future you can't do today. So I think a lot of people have to be a little bit concerned, but there's nothing you can do today apart from ensure that you're continuing to learn and reskilling all the time.
Okay. Can we predict what's going to happen in the future by looking at what's happened in the past, even going back to the Industrial Revolution?
I mean, one of the biggest challenges people say is, well, look, we've always had this before. You know, there was a time where we said we'd have no more of the jobs because of technology, and look what's happened now. The danger is, if you look at certain jobs, like the AT&T at its height was the biggest company in the world in the 70s, and it had 750 million employees. Kodak at its height had 150 million employees. That's a lot of employees. Instagram, a billion-dollar organization, was sold with 20 employees. So when people say everybody's going to be doing tech jobs, you only have to look. YouTube was bought for over $1 billion when it only had 50 employees. So the danger with saying, oh, people are going to go into these sorts of industries, are going to go, well, none of that hasn't been shown so far. So I do believe there will be lots of jobs in tech, but actually those jobs will be much more on, and the World Economic Forum has said this, around the relationship and the advice jobs, where we will work alongside machines. Machines will do a lot of the heavy lifting and the hard work, and we will be thinking about what is it that humans want and need, and what kind of escapism they want. And that's the sort of things we'll be involved in.
Okay, what about those jobs that do require kind of face-to-face contact or a human voice? I'm thinking off the top of my head, a broadcaster, for example.
Well, good news.
Randomly picked.
Yeah. Broadcasters would be one of the absolute last to go, because when they've done any of these kind of studies, teachers, comedians, broadcasters, people who deal with the public and actually have a job that is not very process driven. So something could happen that you have to react very quickly. You don't know what the person who you're talking to is going to say. So your next question is dependent potentially on what they're going to say. So absolutely, we could have robots doing interviews, but they would be pretty anodyne. And we, you know, people might argue in 50 or 100 years time, they'll be as good as humans, but not in the short term. So the thing is, if you're doing a job when you're dealing with the public or you're dealing with people, the best news is that people are incredibly irrational, and we need to celebrate that, because if we weren't irrational, we'd all go for the lowest price, we'd all go for the same color, we'd all go for things that you were utilitarian and just, you know, the right thing to do. But we don't. We buy things that we like, we do things that are not good for us, but all of those things create an economy. And our most important job is to think, what is it for the next 5 or 10 years that people want, need, and will, and they're the kind of sectors to go into. So that's kind of like the entertainment sector, tourism sector, when we get out of this pandemic. And then when they say, you know, then you look at industries like healthcare, like sustainable jobs, like green initiatives. And of course, there are going to be jobs. There's going to be lots of jobs in those areas.
All right. Fascinating stuff. Peter Cosgrove, a future of work expert. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.